Hey guys, and welcome to Where the White Coats Come Off podcast. We are Beth and Katie, founders of Pre-PA Clinic, and we are so happy you are here. If you are a pre-PA, then you are in the right place, and we are so excited to help you get accepted to PA school. One myth out there is that you have to be a perfect candidate to get accepted to PA school, and we are here to tell you it is simply not true. We have years of experience working at PA schools, reviewing CASPA applications, deciding who to interview, and deciding who to accept. And guess what? You can absolutely get accepted to PA school without perfect stats. And we are here to show you exactly how to apply to PA school the right way so you can get accepted. You have probably heard about our application to acceptance course, also known as A to A course, and have seen the testimonials from all the applicants that have been accepted because of this course. A to A is invaluable for showing you how to pick the right PA schools that value your strengths and are more willing to overlook weaknesses, creating your strongest application that stands out to programs so that they are really excited to interview you, deep diving into each and every part of your CASPA application to make sure you are highlighting yourself the right way, how to answer interview questions so you crush your interview, and so much more. We literally walk you through creating your strongest, most competitive application. So if you haven't joined A to A yet, definitely get in and let's put together your most outstanding PA school application. We are so excited to see you in the private A to A group and can't wait to hear which PA schools you land interviews at and where you decide to attend. Sign up in the show notes. Now on to today's episode.
So today we have a public service announcement for those of you who are applying to PA school this cycle. So we've talked a little bit about the CASPA test in the past, but if you don't remember, the CASPA test is an online situational judgment test, which is an open response test, and it tests things like your communication skills, your ethics, your professionalism, right? So all those kind of what we call soft skills. So it is not a knowledge-based test. It is a situational judgment-based test. Now, what's important to remember about the CASPA test is the fact there are very limited dates. So CASPA puts out the dates you can apply for the test each year, and those are the only dates. It's not like the GRE where you can kind of sign up whenever you want. It is very, very limited dates, and the test is only good for one cycle. So if you took it last cycle and you're gonna apply this year again, you have to take a new test. So if you need to take it this year, you need to sign up ASAP, because once these test dates are gone, they are totally gone. We have had clients who needed to take the CASPA, they waited too long to sign up, all the dates were filled, and their programs they wanted to apply to basically said, sorry, should have planned ahead, see you next year, right? So again, make sure you sign up for this ASAP. So we cannot stress this enough. If you think you might have to take it, then you wanna go ahead and sign up for it. And what you do is you go online and you choose CASPA and you show them, hey, I wanna be a physician assistant, and then have a whole list of schools. And then you need to choose the schools that you're applying to that require the CASPA test. And they'll tell you what dates are still available to meet the criteria of those schools. You have to schedule this test if you want to take this test, because we don't want you to not be able to apply to the programs on your list because you didn't sign up in time and all the spots were filled. So it's not just PAs who are using the CASPA test and using this to apply. There's a lot of other programs as well. So make sure again that you sign up early to get that spot. We know things get really hectic around this time of the year, and just make sure you get all these tests in while you continue to work on prereqs, shadowing, patient care experience, whatever you're doing. We just want to remind you, thank you for listening to an episode of Where the White Coats Come Off, and we will see you next time.
Thank you so much for listening and for letting us be a part of your path to becoming a PA. It is truly such an honor to show you what's possible for your life as a PA and to take you from pre-PA to waking up every day as a PA and living the life you dream of having. We are so grateful for you and for this opportunity to be a part of your life. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss an episode, and share this with someone who needs to hear this information. Keep up all your incredible work, and we will catch you at the next episode.